Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcome in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turn.
Who went ahead and got caught zogbotting. And so he went to a federal prison and he got his asshole rigged out by niggers. Now he's in a halfway house and probably still get his asshole rigged out by niggers. No, this is not the fucking Hal Turner Show. Nor is this the Peerless Goodmanser Show, Radio Free Nimtardation. We don't have retarded Mamzer and Jewboy and Wigger Faggot like the intern or the Reverend Boa Cocksucker. Nor is this the Finkle Sheedy Show. We don't have Judah Brown Mamzer from Mentor and Rabbi Finkle Sheedy, the Joyzy Shitty Stick Killer, going ahead and reading some Wikipedia articles about Hitler and going ahead and practicing paper preterism. Nor is this the Rabbi Elier Show, where you have a Chicago Shepardic Jew boy, formerly known as Joseph Stalin, cuss November, yappy shit. No, this is the Movement Turd, and also known as the Dick Dick Show. And your host is Pastor Martin Luther Dierzynski Lindstedt. And if you want to call in, and if you dare, call in. Hail victory, folks.
Okay, well, it looks like we have Pisser Possums, probably the Obagender Bender Pisser Pulser Possum. Of course, the critter is always interesting.
The critter's very, you know, the critter, last night it was on the Nimtard Show, I was fighting with it, with Obagender Bender. And Obagender Bender takes the position that as long as you can't prove to its satisfaction that it's, you know, not a Jew, you know, tranny faggot, why, hey, why it ain't here. You got to know exactly who it is. You're not allowed to go ahead and switch on your Jew-dar or your gay-dar or your tranny-tar in order to go ahead and see it here. So it looks like we end up having, looks like we have some Nimbuster. Well, we have a few Nimbusters. By the way, Pig Fraud, Siegfried, I really wasn't amused by you going ahead and snitching me out to Elier this morning here. You know what I mean? I'm almost tempted to go ahead and give you a penalty or something like that here. But I don't know if a Tel Aviv tact is so delusional as it thinks that it's a Teutonic Knight here. You know, we'll learn anything from it. Okay? Okay. Anyway, here. Yeah, you were on over the wires here and you were thinking me out here. I seen you, you worthless bastard. Okay? You rat on the rat. You're any liars. You're faking me out.
Luckily, I got a sense of humor. Unlike Obagender Bender, you know what I mean? It's a good thing, you know, when you have a sense of humor. You can go ahead and endure a lot of stuff here. Anyway, let's see. Oh, heck. Toshiba number one is, heck, it sort of on its last legs in some cases here. Alrighty here. Well, no, I'm not going to go ahead and call Vancouver. Hell, the poor critter is fucked up enough as it is. What do you think? I ratted on him. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Rat on the rat. Obi doesn't mean to have a sense of humor, but the worthless bastard does. Okay, so we're going to start this thing.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Ogling, Wigger, and Manzer ass clouds across the food head that is Zog Plain. In the open air Coast to Coast Net House, we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. Now, this is episode number 133 of the Movement Third, and, I'm going to maybe do something a little bit dangerous Tuesday here, but hopefully I won't be thrown in jail over that shit here. But anyway, something sort of came up during this last week here as of Wednesday, and tonight is the 29th of July, 2012, and it is, what, 8:51 Granby Uncentral Standard Time, more or less. I don't know if I've ever had a single freaking show which has been on time, a.k.a. at the time it was mentioned here, like in this case, 8:30. Didn't mind going ahead and holding it a little bit late. Old Rustifer is going to go ahead and be out for a while juicing some more exotic or not exotic wildlife. You're going to be going ahead and chasing it down. So he won't be here tonight here. I did go ahead and work on last week's Movement Turd. It's over a four-hour show. I went ahead and started a new parody here. I had George Takei. He went ahead and called in and this guy from Office Space. So I went ahead and seen the movie way back a long time ago. And it was sort of funny here. Roxy didn't much care for it, but I sort of thought it was sort of funny. But I sort of forgot about, T.S. Lumley or something like that here. So anyway, he went ahead, and Kennewick Man was sort of in trouble here. He's in the Tard Corral. He's in the Tard Corral over on Alex Linder's. He's pretty well, started a thread called Alex Linder is not a white nationalist. Well, that's true here. He's really a gut-sick Kuykenweasel, Guido Kuykenweasel, with Jew ass cancer. I mean, Aryan ass gays here. He used to have Crohn's here, but about a month and a half ago, he figured out that Crohn's was a Jew genetic disease, so he changed it from Crohn's to ulcerative colitis. So now he got Aryan ass gays here. And Kennewick Man is right on the verge. He's in the Tard Corral. He's about to go ahead and be squeezed out like a heifer into the hamburger machine here from the Linder's Tard Corral. Poor Kennewick Manser. But anyway, he had a little fun with me a week ago here. He called in and he went ahead and left me a little message saying, "Hi, this is George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcome on the Movement Turd." So, since I had that intro, I decided to go ahead and do a parody of Hal Turner's, Call Me My Blondie. I decided to go ahead and say, this is not the Hal Turner Show. Now, there's somebody from Stumbling who, I guess, is one of the few who don't know who the hell Hal Turner is. And Hal Turner is sort of famous here as probably the best internet radio showman ever.
your show mams are here. Some people who think he's a quarter Jew Mischling, he went ahead and worked for the FBI. He went looking for the FBI to go ahead and do some snitching and do some ratting here and go ahead and find tards to put in jail, and he didn't put any tards in jail. He was sort of like the Bernie Madoff of snitches here. Didn't send anybody to jail other than himself. So eventually went ahead and threatened three federal judges because they went ahead and ruled that Chicago critters don't have a right to own guns. And he went ahead and sort of gave their names and where they lived. And he had three trials. The first two ended up in a hung jury. The third one went ahead and convicted poor Hal. And he spent a year and a half in prison. And for all I gather, he's in a halfway house. And I said, this is not the Hal Turner show. He used to play Blondie here, call me, so I went ahead and uploaded it. I decided to go ahead and say, this is not the Hal Turner show. This is not the Radio Free Nimtard Peterless Goodmamser show either here. It don't have confused, retarded, Mamser and Jew Boy faggots here like the intern or the Reverend Boa cocksucker. It does not have, a bunch of other tards here, and then all I had said it wasn't Elias, it wasn't Finkelsheenies, it wasn't a number of shows here, but I said this is the Room Dirt, Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Livestead. Pretty well I did it in one cut. If essentially Roxy was home, and pretty well I just had her turn the TV off, and pretty well I just turned the fan off, and I just did it in one. Okay, so I might go ahead and prove it, or I might, just like what I usually do, just leave it as it is here. Parody songs are not meant to be smooth. They're not meant to be, they're not meant to be great. They're meant to be hilarious here. And, folks, we don't have a blooper. We do not have a bloopers. We do not have a bloopers, spool on the Movement Turn. Heck, the whole show, in some cases, can be an entire just 3-hour blooper. I mean, it doesn't really matter here. Folks, the Movement Turn is a pleasure. It's a pleasure to listen to if you have a sort of sense of humor. It might or might not be a pleasure. I mean, supposedly Papa Cat, he's been going ahead and listening to Little Sword Mamser, Brian Real, and Finkel Sheedy. And folks, Papa Cat could probably stand about anything here as a federal agent here, of course, William B. If you go ahead and listen to Finkel Sheedy and the Monotone Mamser, why, heck, you can go ahead and put up with about anything. You know what I mean? Anyway, let's see here. I was going to go ahead, and the point of the matter is that what came up Wednesday is that one of my spies, spying on Elier, went ahead and pointed out is that the Ashkenazi Defecation League, ADL, of the B'nai B'rith here, essentially it was set up in 1913, because a bunch of Klansmen went ahead and murdered a Jew who went ahead and raped and murdered a little Catholic girl who worked as a pencil factory, tried to blame it on this nigger, and essentially everybody knew he was a good nigger and that he was a bad Jew. So essentially he went ahead, just like Jews do, tried to go ahead and get out of it, and bought off this governor of Georgia. So as they were taking him out, a lynch mob comprised of the white, pretty well all strata of the white order in Georgia went ahead and, strung up that dirty lion raping Jew. And so as a result, the Jews whined and pissed and moaned about how awful it was here. Oy vey, oy vey, oy vey. And pretty well, their means of going ahead and buying off the governor of the state didn't work here. I mean, essentially that Jew got what it had coming. So anyway, they formed what was called the Anti-Defamation League, or what I call the Ashkenazi Defecation League. Essentially, it's a bunch of Jews shitting on white people, and pretty well freedom of speech and the rest here. But I got to laugh, because essentially Elier and Finkelsheeny and Brian Rio and Liar Bill and Obagenderbender and all these other Jew boys and mamsers who hang around Christian Identity have not learned a dang thing about freedom of speech. They don't believe in freedom of speech. Friday night, I managed to go ahead and sneak in the Finkelschitty's chat room before Matt Twat Zogbot, you know, him of the 42 double B, you know, bitch titties, managed to go ahead and show up and block me. I had a little bit of fun with that. And essentially, they went ahead and closed up that chat room, and pretty well Brian Real was there, but not overtly. And Finkelschitty was whining and pissing and moaning that not only Eli James had gone ahead and got his Anglo-Saxon-Israel.com page taken down, and it wasn't much of a page. It hadn't been updated for at least 6, 7, 8, 10 months. What happens, Eli would go ahead and write some lies. One time he wrote some lies about me, and then pretty well, this was when Eli was taken down along with Brian Rio. He was taking down all, you know, a whole bunch of my web pages, you know, one up at iWebCandle, one at firstamendment.net. And essentially, Eli James, on the 26th of November, went ahead and admitted, you know, along with Brian Rio, that he took down NIMBUSTERS. He was going to take down NIMBUSTERS, and then he called the Chicago FBI to bitch about NIMBUSTERS supposedly getting into his email. And then on the 7th of January, 2011, he went ahead and he was talking to Finkelschitty, trying to go ahead and get Finkelschitty to say what a good idea it was why I went ahead and took down all of Winstead's web pages. You know, call me a child molester, go ahead and do all this other shit. And essentially, here he is admitting that he had gone ahead and worked to go ahead and take down my web pages. And Finkelschitty, being a criminal, knew better than to go ahead and admit to that because he's still on parole. Hell, he's already been in jail here for violating civil rights. I don't think he wanted to go back. Spend another, year or two in prison? So essentially, Finkelschitty didn't go ahead and admit, but this was right around the time that the Finkelschitty Elier, you know, butt Jew boy, you know, partnership of papist preterism was going ahead and about to break down. See, essentially, Captain Senility, Clifton Emmeheiser, and Finkelschitty had already gone ahead and, by the way, I'm not going to go ahead and call people up, okay? Anyway, okay, well, by the way, Jeremy Visser did go ahead and call in, and then when I went ahead and set up a time for him to call in, you know, he went ahead and pussied out. Same way with Mumps Nuts. Mumps Nuts was in twice. Last week. Essentially, what happens is that before this thing came on, Liar Bill, the Clueless, a.k.a. Mumps Nut, he has only but one nut, you know, and that's, Mumps Infested. Mumps Nut was yapping, essentially about how I had cooked up spaghetti in my own urine, and that's why I puked it up. So I was about to go ahead and say, okay, Mumps Nut, you were right. I went ahead. You know, it wasn't that you were scared of me like Trader Glenn Miller. Scared that I'm a psychotic maniac could go ahead and kill your worthless fat ass. Why? No, you're right, Mumps Nut. Why? It looked like Budweiser. Hell, it was my own urine, and hell, you gulped it down, and then I guess you got sick, but you thought I was a holy man, so you snuck across the street where I keep all my piss jugs here from pouring on fertilizing my garden and asparagus, and you went ahead and gulped down. You went ahead and gulped down 6.66, piss jugs here, and you took a bunch of them home with you here. So, Mumps Nuts, I'm sort of hoping because it's too hot. It's too hot to use all that urine here on my asparagus patch and on my garden here because, you know, that nitrogen burned it up here. I need you to sneak down here and gulp down a few more piss jugs here. Okay, Wire Bill? But anyway, Mumps Nut decided he was going to go ahead and become a, speaker for free speech. The thing about it, though, is that Mumps Nut was on Stumbling, and he was over on the Mamzer Barrel back when it was just the Queer Barrel. And essentially, he was terms of service snitching for Brian Real. And pretty well, the end result is over on the Mamzer Barrel. Jaybird, went ahead and essentially banned me went ahead and took down my subboard. And here's APOC whining about it later on here. Well, anyway, what happens is Liar Bill was a terms of service snitcher. Now he's in good over at the Mamzer Barrel. So essentially, I don't worry about all these lying cocksuckers who go ahead and talk about, well, essentially freedom of speech. I mean, Eli, I was going ahead and having a little bit of fun. And what happens is that, I sort of got blocked as Jeremy Visser twice. You know, both Saturday night and this morning here. But since I had a number of sock puppets, and I went ahead and kept on, you know, pretty well asking Eli James, well, hey, Eli James, why are you bitching about the ADL doing to you exactly what you did to me? And essentially, Eli James was lying. Oh, I never took that out of your page. That was Brian Real. Well, yeah, it was Brian Real who did most of the grunt work. But, hey, you're taking credit for it, and you did go ahead and bitch the talk show and tried to go ahead and get my first talk show taken down. And Eli, I mean, I haven't taken down any of your sites here. I haven't taken down any of Finkelschini's sites here at all. None. Now, the thing about Eli James is that he's the smartest one of the Jew Bell priests at all here. He does know something about Christian identity. He just goes ahead and tries to change it here. He goes ahead and tries to go ahead and sneak in little changes here, like Jews and hybrid Mamzers will somehow survive and Yahweh loves them, and they'll go ahead and be resurrected in great resurrection, and they'll go ahead and pick up virtual cotton, and oh, by the way, Ham, because he screwed his mother here and gave birth to Canaan, why he wasn't a little Whigger who was a result of incest. No, he became a Jew boy here because of a curse. And essentially, you know, that's not dual seed line Christianity. Dual seed line Christianity says is that Jews are spawn of Satan through Cain. So if you go ahead and cut it after the flood with Cain to where he's not a genetic Jew boy, then hey, you're pretty well saying no, Christianity, you don't really believe in dual seed line. But Eliar does at least know when he's trying to change Christianity. Finkelschini doesn't know and doesn't care. Finkelschini, and I have been quite shocked here. He was whining that he had so many pages, and he's taken, you know, he's been having so many of them taken down over at 1and1.com. I mean, the sufficiency of Clint Downey and her little meerkat. Folks, Clint Downey is a known censor. So is her little meerkat over on Stormfront. People got pretty well pissed off at that sort of shit, and now here it is, old Clint going ahead and, you know, getting done. Carolyn Yeager, she's another client of Finkelschini. And folks, I don't really care. I don't really have, I mean, I got a sort of gloat here because Finkelschini has gone ahead and brought in a whole bunch of Bell priesthood enough of Christian identity. He's gone ahead and tried to change. He's tried to go ahead and come up with a whole bunch of stuff here and change it. I think I've said several times about how Bertrand Comparé's sermons in HTML originally over on Church of True Israel have been changed by Gerald Mosley to go ahead and reflect Captain Senility Emma Heiser's, you know, papist preterist horseshit. So folks, I mean, essentially, Finkelschini having to go ahead and having this big tent or this big Baal priest tabernacle scattered, hey, no big deal to me. What happens? You have the same old worthless pieces of shit who essentially love censoring, and have they learned a single thing? And the answer is no, they haven't. They're not able to. Today, on Rabbi Eliar's, essentially, one heifer called Rebecca M. essentially admitted to mudsharkery. She said, what about my Cherokee daughter? What's going to happen to her? Well, you know, hey, you know, she, you know, you're a mudshark, I guess, or an Anglo Ciso. I mean, hey, you know, sort of like Visser here. He's a Mamzer. He's a Cherokee Mamzer. Actually, he's a Mormon. But essentially here, you know, and then this Isaiah 14 goes ahead and essentially says, well, Cherokees are white. Well, no. No, no. So essentially, I went ahead and seen or caught a number of these Anglo mestizos running around playing Christian Dandy. And that's what the Finkelsteinite version it is. It's just the Wandering Mamsers, Wikipedia Talks to UCI. And here's Brian Real, yapping about all sorts of stupid shit about how there's a lot of curses here. Folks, yes, we're cursed. We're cursed with Mamsers and Jews like you and Brian Real, Finkelsteinite. That's what we're cursed with. I don't even see why anybody... I mean, folks, this horse shit dreamed up by a bunch of Jew and Mamser and Wigger censors, that was necessary. Folks, you can go to archive.org on the Wayback Machine and go ahead and get your basic Bertrand Comparet, your basic Wesley Swift. You don't need any of these Mamsers or Zogbots or Tards telling you what to believe. At all. They're useless. And Obagender Bender, I mean, it sort of thinks it's fooling somebody. Last night, it was sort of flirting with me, I think. It got all annoyed when I went ahead and took care of the needs of a genetic female I have in my household. I mean, a real genetic female. Her name is Roxy. And when I came back, Obagender Bender was just mad because I wasn't paying attention to that perverted little critter here. Maybe it went off to chase the one-eared dingo that stole his pickle. Who knows? But folks, none of these people know how to act at all. And they never did. And they never will. So when Big Jew goes ahead and takes down Little Jew, they'll go ahead and go boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo because essentially what I was trying to get Eli to admit, and he couldn't, is how is what the ADL is doing to you any different than what you have already done to me, Eli? And Eli ran off before I could go ahead and play clips of his own voice with Brian Real plotting to take down Nimbusters and calling the Chicago FBI on, Tards, and pretty well gloating, calling me a child molester, saying that he's good, I'm scared to see him in court here. I went ahead and told Eli, I said, look, Eli, if you go ahead and sue the ADL, well, hey, you have to have clean paws, Eli. You can't go ahead and sue the ADL for the ADL doing to you what you've already done to me. Now, Eli's webpage don't amount to anything. It's just a means of going ahead and selling his pseudo-Christian identity book. I think Eli is pretty well on the Zog dole. I mean, folks, should one worry about what's going to happen? Folks, ProThink, a.k.a. Mike the Kike Delaney, and Brian Real took down PastorLinstead.org, took down my blog and took down my forum way back in March 2010. And now they're whining like pussies that they're being told to leave and to leave and to leave and to leave. Why? They've gone to HostGator.com. Well, folks, HostGator.com was the one that Brian Real went ahead and made over on the Manzer Bill take down my webpage. Folks, if you end up having Jews going ahead and going after it, why, heck, you're not safe. And you're certainly not going to go ahead and be missed if you are, as a Jew, going ahead and doing the censoring. I mean, folks, it isn't good. It isn't bad when open Jews censor white people and good when secret Jews censor white people. And folks, oh, Marty's so evil here, he's gloating about what happened. No, I'm just simply saying is that taking down Eli James's webpage, it wasn't much of any webpage to think, to speak of here. Hadn't been updated for about 6 months or a year. Didn't have much on there here. Folks, Eli James probably already has his webpage, like Pure Silly said, on the Wayback Machine archive.org. Now, as far as Finkelsteinite's stuff here, well, hey, he ends up having a bunch of censoring tards here. isn't it a good thing that old Finkelshiny should go ahead, especially when he's going ahead and going around Brian Reel, went ahead and took down so many web pages? Isn't it a good thing that essentially Finkelshiny is getting back some of what he did? Is it a good thing that Finkelshiny is no longer able to go ahead and go on 1&1.com and keep all his shit in one place here? But rather, he has to go ahead like a wandering Jew and scatter out all his crap all across the fruited nose dog play. Run around and worry that somebody's going to go ahead and stitch on him and pull a Brian Reel on him. At the same time, he has Brian Reel there here. Folks, this does not mean that you have much of a love for free speech. Rather, Fink is just a sociopathic Jew boy who essentially whines like a kike pussy right there when it happens to him, and gloats when essentially he gets to do it somebody else here. Folks, there's not, you know, I mean, folks, this is totally a kike behavior here. And folks, I'll go ahead and say quite honestly, I have never made a complaint on anyone to a web hoster or anybody about what somebody puts up on the internet, says about me, boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo. And I'd like to go ahead and find them and skin them out. And, well, when that's allowed here. But, folks, I'm not a tough snitch. I'm not a snitch at all here. I don't bother, because what I look at here, if you're going to go ahead and eat shit, it's because you're a Jew maggot. And why shouldn't you go ahead and get to eat shit? So, you know, any more that I would mind Liar Bill coming down here to Granby, sneaking across the street, and gulping down some of my urine jugs here. So, folks, I better take a break. Hail victory, folks. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop. I wake up and right away, if the wagon comes to mind, the way they run to and fro, the wagons you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long stone, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build a drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy to drop. The well, why they went to and fro. And they're always eating up. Okay. Now, what happens is that Obi did go ahead and do a show with Jeremy Visser about, what, 2 weeks ago or so? And after about 5 minutes of talking about Obi Genderbender, it became nothing but Marty, 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 Marty for the next 2 hours. And Jeremy was lying like crazy here, but, you know, nothing's new here. What was amusing here is that Obi, I guess, was the only one who was in on the talk show when it was doing the show with Jeremy Visser. And pretty well, VNF tards know that Obi Genderbender is some sort of homosexual, transsexual, or something here. The critter has gender identity issues. And Obi is fascinating. I mean, obsessed with me. At least that's what, you know, at least that's what Anchorage activists and a number of other people pick up on. And essentially, Obi, you know, last night was going ahead and demanding that I prove to Obi's satisfaction that it's a Pisser's Pufter Possum. Well, folks, just because I don't know exactly who Obi Genderbender is, doesn't mean I don't have Judar or Gaydar or Trannydar and know exactly what Obi is. And Obi doesn't know how to act here at all. He goes ahead and on his form over on 2.5 Mansers, it essentially was leaving that as a place where Brian Reel's third brethren could go ahead and harass John Britton, same way with Liar Bill Mumpsnut the Clue. And pretty well what they did is they interfered with Pastor John Britton's case here. You had Brian Reel going ahead and introducing himself into the case. And, you know, I mean, Obi Genderbender sort of realizes that maybe he's in Australia, maybe this critter is out of jurisdiction, but it has a hosting at Hostmonster. And the thing about it is that Eliar's page was taken off of this company, which owns a number. I think it's the number one web hosting company in, well, the United States at least. For some reason, Obi Genderbender claims to be in Melbourne, but doesn't want to go ahead and use a Melbourne ISP. Folks, when I was on iWeb Canada, essentially I had my domain name out of Melbourne, Canada. Not Canada, but Melbourne, Australia. Obi Genderbender doesn't want to go ahead and do something crap that's going to get in trouble. So it has an account on Hostmonster, which is part of Bluehost, which is the same company that Eli James was working on. Was on before he got kicked off here. Now, this last night, I went ahead and said, look, Eli, why don't you go ahead and simply put your pathetic little webpage over on crisishost.com, same place that I am on, which is a free speech hoster. I mean a real one, not like iWeb Canada. Eli James was supposedly going to get Paul Fromm to whine about censorship, even though Paul Fromm is a fat, worthless cocksucker who went ahead and supported Brian Reel and Finkelshimi and Eli James kicking me off of iWeb Canada. Folks, Brian Reel is an anti-racist activist. He went ahead and found the underlying hoster for FirstAmendment.net, which hosted Solar General and White Nationalist Tube. When this little bastard went ahead and took down the fourth or fifth webpage, and folks, Brian Reel will not give up as long as he feels safe about it. He will not take no for an answer. He's just like a Jew. He'll hammer and hammer and hammer and whine and bitch dozens of times to this one outfit, which actually went ahead and asked for my business for free. And after about a month of doing that, he went ahead and found the underlying server and said, the little mamzer, I called him the mamzer from Mentor, your little mamzer friend went ahead and took us down here. We didn't listen. But, you know, even though he went ahead and called and emailed and wrote and pissed and moaned for a long time, but he went to the underlying server and got us removed. Told us that either ChristianNationalist.net goes, or Solar General, and White Nationalist Tube goes. And essentially what they wanted me to do is they wanted me to go ahead and edit the Christian Identity material on Solar General. Maybe have Corn Cob, Craig Cobb, go ahead and take care of the Creatard material. Essentially, they wanted me to go ahead and be one of the editors for Solar General, because the guy who went ahead and run it was getting tired of doing this over a decade. So, that's what they did. And here comes Brian Real going ahead and take this down. Folks, Brian Real is an anti-racist activist here who likes hanging around fake Christian Identity. Think it's just an evil Jew. He's just an evil Jew sociopath. Think we'll go ahead and commit crime after crime after crime without a bit of remorse. The only remorse Think ever had was getting caught. You go ahead and listen to him here. And here's Obagenderbender. Same sort of character, just a sneak. Jeremy Visser runs around and at every single time, here's Obagenderbender, its biggest whine is, how can you go ahead and exterminate white people for the crimes that they commit? And the answer is that if you're really Christian Identity, you understand that an entire population needs to die for the crimes of their leaders that they permit to lead them. Maze of time. You got to ask here. During the time of Phinehas, when he was high priest, you had the Benjamite Israelite civil war. What happened to two-year-old girls in the city of Benjamin when it came time to go ahead and have revenge upon the Benjamites for allowing Jews to run wild? The answer is that pretty well the only ones who survived in Israel were 600 soldiers who ran into the Rocks of Rimmon. And then you end up having another massacre of an entire town except for the females in Jabesh Gilead. Folks, Yahweh has no problem with exterminating defective leaders. And he commands us to go ahead and exterminate Jews, to go ahead and exterminate Mamzers who are among us. And Obagenderbender either can't or doesn't understand that, or doesn't want to. But yet, being a coward, it goes ahead and hides here, because it's not going to go ahead and show its snout. Obagenderbender doesn't seem to realize it's just such a clever little Jew here. It goes ahead and hangs over a limb like a leopard, like a kikepird. And essentially, it doesn't realize its snout and its tail and its hoofs are showing. And it thinks it's fooling somebody. Well, no. All you have to do is look up and see a kikepird. Now, can the kikepird change its spots? Can the Jew boy change its skin? And the answer is no. Can't change it at all. But I have to laugh here. I mean, Obagenderbender, you do have Skype. You could call in if you want here. Well, you end up having, I don't need to explain anything. All I have to do is just go ahead and look at the Bible. You don't allow evildoers to continue to go ahead and exterminate the entire race here. Rather, what you do is you cut out the cancer. First, you cut it out with a chainsaw, then with a meat axe, and then with a scalpel, then finally with a razor. By allowing the cancer to go ahead and spread, you go ahead and end, just like the Jews have won for 7,000 years, you destroy our race, the chosen seed of Israel's race, by going ahead and allowing evildoers to prosper, by allowing those who go ahead and bring in Jews. That's how I pretty well figured out, you know, it wasn't just going ahead and looking at Eli James here, although I'd look at Eli James and say, well, this critter does not look white. This critter doesn't look quite white. It looks sort of Levantine. And, yeah, these people said, no, he's a Portuguese here. And I have R.D. Bradshaw. R.D. Bradshaw thinks it's an Ashkenazi Jew as opposed to a Sephardic Jew, and I disagree with R.D. Bradshaw. But you end up having Obagenda Bender deliberately lying here and deliberately data mining. That worthless cocksucker goes ahead and sets up 2.5 MAMSers so you can't register using a proxy server. I know, I've tried. Folks, Obagenda Bender has many times gone ahead and gotten people like William McPherson to go ahead and show up. They go ahead and they look. And then they look at all the Marty stuff here, and essentially they realize this critter is some sort of Jew, Mamzer, tranny, fag here. And essentially they sort of leave. They just simply go ahead and excuse themselves, and they just sort of head out. I was going ahead and listen to Finkelstein talk about, he's sort of like Visser, claiming his ratings here. About, 6-8 months ago, pretty well the Alexa ratings went ahead and valued whitenationalist.org at being worth $11,000. This is, cornhole pistol Mamseries. This is before he went ahead and shut it down again. And being worth about $10,000. And Finkelstein's, Christogenia.org is being worth about, $9,000. So essentially, what happens is that my webpage had more value than Finkelstein's did. Altogether. Not by a lot, but by some. Now, I'll go ahead and admit, Eli had a bigger audience. He has a bigger audience on Saturday morning. But what you end up having is you end up having these characters who I call the Wandering Mamsers or Wikipedia Talks GCI, like Rebecca. Good Lord. Rebecca is a mud shark or an Anglo mestizo. What's going to happen to my Cherokee daughter? Well, I don't know. Don't really much care. I mean, heck, maybe I ought to go ahead and join the Pisser Possums. Pisser claims to be a Cherokee. Of course, he doesn't claim to be a Cherokee when he's not under criminal investigation. But when he's caught, he goes ahead and admits stuff. Fink will go ahead and tell the truth when he's caught. I mean, heck, he pled guilty. I mean, he did plead guilty. Liar Bill DeClos pleads guilty to be a petty thief. When any of these criminals are caught dead to rights, they'll lie to you and lie to you and lie to you until it comes time to go ahead and fess up here. Anyway. What happens though, Obagenda Bender wants to go ahead and pretend it's not going to call in. Folks, it's going to go ahead and call in. Oh, by the way, Kennewick, man, it looks like you're in Linder's Todd Corral. Lucky you, huh? And what happens, you only have 80 posts here on the one you went ahead and started, that Linder is not a white nationalist here. Well, he's not. He's really a gut-sick kikin' weasel with, Jew ass gaze, a.k.a. Aryan ass gaze now here, But anyway, where am I at here? Well, yeah, you are Linder's Tard Corral. And what happens is that once you get in the tart corral, a lot of times here, even if you manage to think you're going to escape here, Linda will go ahead and essentially abruptly, we'll give you a second warning here. I mean, after 2,000 some posts here, I think you're about to be banned here. You're about to go ahead and, you know, be out on your ass here. Huh? Oh, well, no, guest number 12, what happens is that Jeremy Visser here, he goes ahead and occasionally calls in, but, you know, last show, he went ahead and played a game here. I mean, essentially, he went ahead and seen the thing here. I said, okay, Jeremy, in order to go ahead and have this thing working, I'm going to go ahead and essentially, we're going to take a break here for 2 minutes, and then I'll go ahead and let you on. At the end of 2 minutes, you know, Jeremy Visser went ahead and dropped off, and so did Liar Bill. They're just playing games with me. Sort of like the Pisser Possum. The very first time here, what, 2.5 years ago? It was Bang Pans or something like that here. And essentially, Jeremy won't behave unless he has to here. But then again, he won't tell the truth unless he has to here. Okay? I dare you have RD on your show? Well, no, RD Bradshaw. I mean, I go ahead and send him an invite here. I guess. You know, heck, he lives in Idaho. What? It's what? 8:30 there. Maybe he just doesn't want to be on the Moomin Turd. He does agree. He does agree with me is that you're a Jew homosexual, you know, Obi. Obi likes going in pretending that R.D. Bradshaw is Russ Walker. Even though Obi Genderbender looks at every single IP number, make sure that nobody's able to use a proxy, and you go ahead and tell the difference between Russ Walker's Windstream North Carolina IP and R.D. Bradshaw's IP in Idaho. Yep, Obi Genderbender knows what the truth is. It's just that Obi Genderbender doesn't believe in telling it here. You know what I mean? Anyway, here. Obi Genderbender likes going ahead and coming up with stuff for me to go ahead and prove here. And I don't know here. You know, Obi? Okay. I'm looking at the stuff here. At least Obi here, you know, knows better than Elijah, one who used to be Gene Bapp, and Rebecca M, the Mud Shark. I mean, at least Obi knows not to use capital letters all the time here. I mean, that's sort of annoying here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, Obi, you can go ahead and call in anytime you want. Thing about it is that Obi, you know, I mean, Obi, we could go ahead and have a debate. So like Jeremy Visser here, you ask me a question, I answer it, then I go ahead and answer, you know, no. I ask you a question, and you answer it first. And then you ask me a question, I answer it here. I'll play Truth or Dare with Jew Boy, Mans or Faggots, who have gender identity issues. I remember when Obi first showed up on, what, February 9th, 2010, running around, is profanity really necessary, Krishna identity? And you had Matt Twat Zogbot, who was pretending to be, something here or another here. Matt Twat Zogbot. So he went ahead and said the skank Cheryl croaked off here, died of cancer or something like that, which seems sort of unfair here because I think old Matt Twat Zogbot had bigger titties than old Cheryl Twat Zogbot. But any case here, getting to the gravamen of, you know, pretty well, what's saying is that both Eli James and Fink don't understand here. They don't understand at all how to act white. They don't understand about freedom of speech. They never did. They don't believe in it. They believe in whining when Big Jew goes ahead and screws with them here. Now, folks, Wednesday, pretty well one of my spies tells me about Eli James going ahead and whining that the ADL is going to take down his webpage. And then on the Dan John show, here comes little Brian Reel, Sword Mamzer, all of a sudden say, well, can you go ahead and talk to me within about 10, 15 minutes? It's urgent. And here is old Steve Elder, Command Orking Fag. He's reduced to just being on Dan John's show here. You know, a fellow Jew boy with Jew ass gades and penchant for polygamy. I mean, spreading more Jew ass gades. And essentially, Dan John goes ahead and goes along with Brian Reel here. Now, folks, I gotta wonder, essentially, if the entire portion of, and you're going ahead and looking at, and some of the Eliers were wondering the same thing here, is that essentially if Brian Reel, be an anti-racist activist, didn't go ahead and essentially start this entire thing here. Now, what I got to explain to Eli James here is that, folks, I have $350. I wouldn't mind going ahead and suing the ADL. And essentially making it a matter of Aryans versus you boys. Now, folks, I believe that any public internet utility here. I mean, there's no problem that can't be solved by skinning out regime criminals. And essentially, if you are part of a white order and you go ahead and essentially censor, why dick with you? Why go ahead and play around with you because you're evil? Just go ahead and exterminate the entire lot of you and take over your property. I'm quite sure if essentially they seen Pastor Lindstedt, how he treated criminals of all sorts, be it Uyghurs or Mamzers or Jews. I mean, essentially the rest of them would be, a little bit scared to go ahead and go foul of me. Well, folks, that's exactly why I go ahead and say it. I mean, folks, I don't think that there is any solution. All there is a collapse here. And in this collapse, we need to go ahead and make sure that the defective among Uyghurs die. Now, if I go ahead and make a mistake, I go ahead and skin one of Yahweh's own, well, as I look at it, that poor Uyghur animal, who I thought was diseased but wasn't, owes me a debt of gratitude because I went ahead and sent it to heaven. Yeah, there's a story there, the Cathar Crusade, or some people say the Albigensians. It was in the southern of France. And essentially, the very last Cathar or Albigensian town was going to be taken the next morning. And people asked, you know, just like they asked Colonel John Chivington about what to do with the red nigger, you know, women, children. And, you know, the Reverend Colonel John A. Chivington said, kill them all, nits make lice. Kill them all, kill them all. Well, pretty well, Lord Bruce said, I guess he was a Scotsman, said, kill them all, the Lord will know his own. And pretty well, it got, you know, that sentiment got changed to kill them all, let Yahweh sort them out. And that's exactly the policy of anyone who calls himself a Christian here. You don't go ahead and let any satanic wigglers get through to go ahead and destroy the rest of the herd. As a pastor, that means that I am in charge of essentially herd animals. And so as a result here, in order to go ahead and save for the goodness of the entire herd, you go ahead and you dispose of diseased animals. You dispose of misbegotten animals, but you also go ahead and dispose of diseased animals. Now, Liar Bill DeClewis, as far as I can tell, is a Uyghur. He's a diseased, extremely diseased animal. Extremely diseased animal. That's why he gets along here with Jew Boy Mamzer Tranny Faggots like Oba Genderbender and Overt Mamzer Faggots like Brian Reel. Normal people wouldn't associate with such critters. Heck, Even Finkelstein was trying to suck up to me here, figured out that Obagender Bender was a man's a faggot, went ahead and banned it over from Finkel, you know, gonorrhea for him. Figured out is that, hey, it's not normal for somebody to impersonate being a female. Obagender Bender said, run around in ancient Israel, going ahead, running around in women's clothes. What the hell do you think would happen to it? It was running around acting like a faggot, a sneaking, backbiting faggot in women's clothes. What do you think would happen to it? Well, that's why I don't believe that faggotry is genetic here. I mean, critters like Obagender Bender should have been weeded out a long time ago. Okay? Anyway, well, looks like Obagender Bender pulled a mumps nuts on me here. Anyway, here. How many sock puppets do I have? Well, 10,000 here. Okay. Anyway, where am I at here? Okay. Well, I mean, you know, that's what, you know, pretty well, with Eli James here. Yeah, some people say, Eli James looks mighty dark here. What do you have to say about him? And I said is that I don't know. I go ahead and I look at him, and I look at him, and I look at him, and essentially, I don't think he's white. I'm not sure if he's white here. But on the other hand, I don't know what to say. But here it is, Halloween. I go ahead, and on Friday night, I go ahead, and Finkelstein has just gone ahead and stepped on his dick by going ahead and saying, well, earlier, here you had this little, I knew Brian Real was a Mamzer. I knew he was a Mamzer since March. And here Brian Real and Mike Delaney take down PastorLinson.org. That's why I don't have any sympathy for Mike Delaney. Mike Delaney is just a lying Jew who goes ahead and hangs around known Mamzers named Kaplan or Quest. And folks, I reprinted a Kurt Maynard article to that effect. Went ahead and named names. And Mike Delaney went ahead and booted me off. And Brian Real kicked me off of, you know, essentially destroyed my PHPBB forum and my blog over on PastorLinson.org by making the terms of service complaint. So what to say when essentially somebody is stalking Mike Delaney? Well, folks, I wouldn't put it past Brian Real. He's such an evil little critter. I wouldn't put it past him at the same time to go ahead and take down Fink's and Eli James' thing here. Folks, if you went ahead and listened to Eli James' show, he's whining, I'm going to start the Paul Revere thing and ask everybody to save me $5, sort of like Hal Turner. And I'm going to go ahead and create my own server. And Finkelstein is whining that, oh, he's going to have to lose $500. He's going to have to go ahead and set up his own server. And essentially, all it is asking for the TARDs to go ahead and put all their eggs in one basket and go ahead and buy Finkelstein and Elier a whole new server. In the case of Eli James, look, Eli James, you have what? Not much of a web page. Just go over like I did to crisishost.org. You don't have much of a web page. It's certainly not a fraction of what I end up saying and doing. Go ahead, Elier, and just simply pay $55 per year to crisishost.org. Hell, you don't even have to change your domain name. Folks, I went ahead and got it on iWeb Canada, essentially for a year. Went ahead and let it go here. And Finkelstein essentially is lying. He's trying to say, I'm going to lose $500. And this guy from Northern New Jersey named North Pal went ahead and said, well, no, you can't. You don't have to worry about the domain name. They can't really kick you off a domain name because essentially the domain name is ICANN. What happens is that essentially, you know, internet, what? Something of, you know, internet users or something like that. They can't really kick you off the domain name. But what they can do is essentially kick you off your servers. Now, if you wanted to, if you really wanted to, you could go ahead, essentially, Eli James, and sue the ADL. Now, you're not going to look very good because, essentially, what the ADL did to you, you've already done to me. Same way with Finkelschini. But if you really wanted to, pay out $350 and engage the ADL in litigation, essentially make the litigation to where it's Jew boy versus white man, and essentially since Jew boy doesn't think the white man gets to say what he wants, let's kill the Jews. Let's exterminate the Jews. Let's go ahead and take away the Jews' ability to cause trouble by simply exterminating every single one of them. Every dirty little, hook-nosed little kikling. Including the Esther Kikuses here. I mean, shoot. Kikes, they're the spawn of Satan, and essentially that's why you end up having every two or three generations you have an Esther Kikus to go ahead and get, you know, Aryan input. But anyway, if Jew boy, if you want to go ahead and make it a matter of fighting hate, if you want to go ahead and make it a matter of fuck the First Amendment and fuck the Second Amendment, let's have a civil war. In fact, that's what my show is about. Don't go ahead and go to a movement leader. You know what pig has screwed you over. You know what pig went ahead and stole your kids. You know what pig knocked your teeth out. You know what pig went ahead and did whatever the hell he wanted to. And Hal Covington had a wonderful interview with this guy from Sweden. He called himself Ragnar, you know, which I think is an affectation. But essentially, that's, you know, the police are nothing more than the Jews' soldier boys. Lysander Spooner, way back in 1870, said the same thing. So essentially what you do is that you treat a policeman like an enemy soldier. And because he's an enemy soldier, why in the world should you leave the spawn of an enemy soldier to go ahead and grow up to destroy your family? Exterminate every single one of them that breathes. That's what Yahweh did in a civil war, like in with Benjamin. Yahweh insisted that the culprits who were on the losing side of the civil war, on the losing side of a tyrannous, tyrannous regime, be destroyed. And in order to go ahead and keep the bloodshed to a minimum, you have to go ahead and impose terror. You have to go ahead and impose the consequences dire for any traitor, for any regime criminal, for anybody who goes ahead and lifts their hand against the interests of the entire population. There was a reason why a common criminal was merely hung and his son was not made to pay for his crimes. There is also a reason that a regime criminal, his or her entire family, were to be hunted down and exterminated. Because you do not use the power of the state to go ahead and destroy the entire population. That's what an empire does. It destroys the founding population. So folks, when I go ahead and say what needs to be done, and I quote it from the Bible, I mean that it needs to be done. And essentially evading it isn't going to make it any less necessary. It's actually going to make it more necessary. The longer you wait for it to cut out the cancer, the surer the entire body politic will die. So it needs to be done. And like it says in Shakespeare, I think Macbeth here says, since it needs to be done, it's best be done quickly and best be done thoroughly. So, folks, I'm going to take a break. Hail victory.
Go through Dickie's Bear Shit to see what I can find. I find a bunch of goodies from 2005. I see all those items from the good old days. His butt fuck is in my hands and his leather's all gay. Wanna be a sword dancer in the SS. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a sword dancer in the SS. Sword man, the sword faggot in the SS. You're the gay piper, a dicky rolls with pride, sucking off niggers in the dusty countryside. Every red nigger bastard that wanted to pay, we will suck them off day after day. Want to be a sword mancer in the SF? Want to be a sword faggot in the SF? Want to be a sword mancer in the SF? Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SF! Today I grin when I see his bull whip, my sphincter's not excessive. I know it's really drip. Get that good on butt, a gleam in my eyes. Call me Brian Real, I tell nothing but lies. I'll be a sword bender in the SF. I'll be a sword faggot in the SF. I'll be a sword bender in the SF. Sword bender, sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword bender in the SF. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword bender in the SF. Sword bender, sword faggot in the SF.
We got mom's nuts, we got mom's nut, we got mom's nut, we got mom's, we got nut, we got mom's, we got nut, we got mom's nut. Well, looks like we got Lyra Bell here. Anyway, Lyra Bell was working pretty hard to go ahead and talk, it's hilarious, talk about how it seen me go ahead and put my urine, you know, to go ahead and make it spaghetti. Now, it looked like beer or something like that here. And, oh, Andy was trying to go ahead and interrogate poor Mumps Nut or Liar Bill, and Liar Bill wasn't doing too good on the deal. But I've gone ahead and decided, even though last week Roxy went ahead and said that, no, I don't cook any food and urine, I had gone ahead and decided to say, yes, Mumps Nut, I did go ahead and cook your spaghetti in my urine here, and I went ahead, since you're such a fucking retard, I went ahead and convinced you I was a holy man. That's why my ordination was so valuable, and I convinced you to go ahead and drink 6.66 jugs of my holy urine. And what happens, little Mumps Nuts went ahead and gulped down a whole bunch of urine, you know, on my urine here, because he, you know, I convinced him that it was Mountain Dew. And it snuck off here. You know, Liar Bill, I got to admit here, it has been hot down here. I mean, Thursday, it only went ahead and just wet the ground a little bit. I mean, on the stock tank, I only got about 3 gallons on the stock tank, you know, from the tin roof. And, folks, I can't go ahead and really put a lot of that urine, you know, in jugs on my asparagus patch from my garden. So, it's, you know, they're starting to pile up, them jugs are. So what I need is I need Liar Bill to come sneaking down here and steal them jugs and drink them. That's what I really need. I need to go ahead. I mean, it's just too hot to go ahead and pour my own urine onto the asparagus plants and the garden here. And I don't, you know, I mean, I really need Mumps Nut to go ahead and think that I'm a holy man and that my urine is Mountain Dew. I really need to sneak on down here and go ahead and take one off of a few jugs here. Does Alex Winter know I'm talking about him? Hell if I know. I mean, shoot. Oh, Alex Winter has a policy, and somebody went ahead and said that they went ahead and took what I was saying about him on the movie Turd and put it in there, and Linder either tarred, corralled, or banned. Whoever it was here, it might have been Kennewick, man. That's why I was sort of looking for white, you know, Alex Linder is not a white nationalist. Linder has, you know, Linder has gone ahead and pretty well, there were two, it used to be just two people who were not allowed to be mentioned on VNNF. One was Harold Covington, the other was me. Yeah, because I fought with Trader Glenn Miller, pretty well as paymaster. I've been banned since the Christmas coup of 2004, sort of, yeah. I was a traitor here for essentially siding with Billy Roper. When he went ahead and took, I mean, Billy Roper didn't have much choice. He was going ahead and taking, you know, he was going ahead and even though Pastor Butler had died, he died in September of 2004. Even though he died and David Lane, he'd gone ahead and bought Catcher Lane's, David Lane stuff here. So essentially he didn't have any choice because both the Order people and the Christian Identity people were demanding that Trader Glenn Miller be censored and essentially Alex Linder couldn't have anything more to do with them, much less accept Zogbucks from them. And essentially, Billy Roper tried to tell Alex Linder is that, look, Alex, I mean, you can't be using my server space and you can't be using my server, you know, people like Tom in West Virginia, Clarksville, West Virginia, and you can't be using my vBulletin license to go ahead and be going ass to mouth Trader Glenn Miller. So that worked out until what? Oh, about 2 weeks before Christmas in 2004. And essentially what happens is that Linder gone ahead and banned his first person, some guy called from Northern California, and he was about to go ahead and ban me for fighting with Trader Glenn Miller. And essentially, Billy Roper went in, took over, unbanned the guy from Northern California, banned Trader Glenn Miller, deleted a bunch of Trader Glenn Miller, you know, posts, and Linder was having a shit fit. He was pissing and moaning and bitching and pissing and moaning, and that was called the Christmas Coup of 2004. And eventually, Trader Glenn Miller went ahead and bought him server space and went ahead and bought him a, you know, vBulletin license, cost $160 at the time. And essentially what happens is that, well, Billy went ahead and let him have the database, copy of the database, and essentially took a vBulletin license, and essentially they moved, you know, changed servers. And the Christmas coup was over, and therefore, well, okay, well, Harold Covington, he weighed in. And I, of course, weighed in, and essentially me and Harold Covington were banned. Later on, he was trying to go ahead and get along with Hunter Wallace, and essentially Hunter Wallace wanted to do his own thing, and essentially went ahead and banned Hunter Wallace. And within the last couple months, it's been expanded to John D. Nutjob. I don't know why John D. Nutjob, but essentially now there's four people, you know, the gang of four. So Covington, me, Hunter Wallace, Fade the Butcher, and John the Nut Job. And, you know, no telling what's going to go ahead and end. And essentially, Linder is not that smart a character here. He's sort of delusional. I think he's a Jew with two ass, you know, cancer or ass gays here. And he's a total coward. I mean, he was, I mean, I had to go ahead and laugh, and here he is, pretending that he is a partisan of free speech. Free speech for whites. Well, no, there has not been free speech of whites for whites since, the third week, you know, the third week of 2004, December 2004. No free speech for whites for a long time. Heck, it's been going on, what, 8 years now? And you go ahead and you look at posts over 3 years old, you go ahead and see all these people who are banned here. And old Kennewick, man, he's on his last legs. He just got one, he has one foot, most of himself, out the door here. He's about to get his ass banned after 2,000 posts here. If he doesn't, you know, because he sucked up to Linder. You know. But looking at that thread, Alex Linder is not white nationalist. I think Kennewick, man, is on his way out. He's going to get his ass banned, you know, out here. So maybe, maybe Kennewick, man, ought to go ahead and do some George Takei. I love Alex Linder. Alex Linder is my butt boy, and so is Trader Glenn Miller. I mean, heck, you might as well. Alex Linder is a Jew. You might as well go ahead and go out with a blaze of glory, Kennewick, man. What happens is that you can be like me here. I have a sock puppet or two on BNNF here. Think about it is, though, is that when I go ahead and post very much, my writing is sort of distinctive. And essentially, I only go ahead and blow off a sock puppet if I want to go ahead and make them uneasy here. Now, some places like Whigger News Now and the Mamzer Bell, I don't have a sock puppet yet. I mean, it's not even worth, you know, it's irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant as to what the Manzer barrel says. Totally irrelevant. Yeah, so I don't have a sock puppet there. I have a sock puppet on, you know, Jamie Kelso's Uyghur News Now. But on the other hand, I don't bother going over there because it's always happy, happy, joy, joy. Even though Harold Covington is banned, I'm quite sure if Linstead started showing up, Linstead would be banned. So, any case here, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been banned a number of times here. It doesn't really matter whether Linder likes what I say or not here. what happens is that this one heifer, who's Mark Heifer from Britain here, Beverly, went ahead and repeated something about gut sick Guido weasels with two ass cancer, and Linder went ahead and chewed on her ass here. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. And she's giving Don Pauly a hard time. Pauly the parrot. Pauly the parrot keeps on yapping about how Edgar Steele is insane, and he plotted to kill his wife, and he goes on and on and on and on. And essentially, Edgar Steele's crazy as a shithouse rat here. Well, that's just nothing but Don Pauly's opinion. And I think his opinion is rather worthless. Now, he did sort of know about J.T. Reddy. You know, there's a blast from the couple months here, early May. Heck, it's not been, you know, less than 3 months old. J.T. Reddy, the quarter Jew Mischling, was alive and zogbotting, and you know, folks, it don't go well for anybody in this bowel movement who essentially is snitching or playing games or being a Jew or doing whatever here. Folks, it only works if you're really into, you know, this little thing of ours here. So like the Italians call it our little thing, the Costa Nostra. Our little thing. And Harold Covington is right when he says that it is more addictive than crack cocaine. He's really right about that. Really is. Okay? I was weak. I didn't see it then. I admit, yeah, you're right, Bumpsnut. I mean, I'd gone ahead and, like Seven Galley, I'd gone ahead and convinced you it was holy Mountain Dew. It was consecrated Mountain Dew. And what happens? Well, Bumpsnuts, he not only ate the spaghetti. See, I knew better. Roxy knew better. Poopy Dog knew better. We went ahead and I specially cooked Bumpsnuts spaghetti in my own urine. And what happens, he seen me doing it here, and he said, well, that looks like urine. I said, no, Mumps Nut. I said, it's actually holy Mountain Dew. He said, well, that's different here. I said, I'm like Gandhi here. You know that Gandhi went ahead and drank a quart of his own urine every day here. What happens is that in order to go ahead and be ordained, you're going to have to go ahead and eat the spaghetti. And, you know, go ahead and, drink some of my urine and take a few jugs with you here. And what happens is, you know, Bill said, yeah. Oh, heck. But what happens is that he went ahead and said he was weak. He made a mistake. You don't mean to do it no more. He went ahead and barfed up the spaghetti here. But he did go ahead and drink that down, all them damn piss jugs. I mean, I got to admit here. I mean, Mumpsnut is a real retard here. I mean, folks, if Mumpsnut going to go ahead and claim that I went ahead and cooked his spaghetti, you know, in my own urine, well, what can I say here? Mumpsnut, you know, well, never tells the truth, but hey, let's just go along with that story. It's so funny. You know what I mean? It's covered in dog and ratchet. No, I'm not. I mean, you're really sick here. I mean, come on. I mean, here he is. Martin, I'll never call you a child molester. I was accused twice of sexual molestation, you know, sexual assault on my niece. Oh? I mean, look. All you have to do is just go ahead and go to Missouri Case Net and type up William Sean DeClue and you simply find out that Lyrebell is just a petty, stupid criminal who, in many cases, takes a plea bargain even before he's arraigned here. Goes ahead and gets a suspended imposition sentence. I mean, folks, anybody who sees that old mumps nut is a Zogbot. It don't really matter. I mean, folks, I was looking at private messages for about, October. Okay, 3 weeks in October, November, December. For about, over 2.5 months? And Mumpsnut doesn't have a bit of intelligence. He's just sort of stupid. He wants to go ahead and ban people. And it went to go ahead and try to ban Clint Downey and her meerkat for essentially talking shit about Catholics. And went up the line, from Lycia to Jack Poot to Don Black. And then Don Black said, Debbie's an old comrade of mine. Whatever Debbie wants, Debbie gets. And it went down to Jack Poot. Jack Poot really didn't much care for Clint Downey. He wanted to boot her wordless ass out here. Just like, from what I gather, he sort of got his way here. I got a laugh in that, here's old Mump Nut here. Here's old Clint and her meerkat. I think they're going to go ahead and manage, since they pay Finkelschini to go ahead and post their kinsman, Redorker. I think it's going to go ahead and last here. Okay? The veal was garbage here. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, here's old Mumps. I'm looking at what Mumps now has to say here.
Justin did
109
today.
109?
Yep.
Well, that's a record, ain't it?
Yep. That's the highest record we hit.
For Joplin. The last 50 years. We're still
93. Petneo show 95 at Joplin right now. Supposed to be 107
now. We're going to get under 100 for a week. 100 for a week?
Under
100. Okay. All right. Well, Roxy was telling me that he got 109 in Joplin. That's pretty hot. But, folks, the air conditioner is working pretty hard today. Still is working, but not as hard as it was. Anyway, I'm looking at the chat, and here is Lyrebell, Mumps Nut. Did he head out here? I guess he did here. I mean, his idiot story is ridiculous. Folks, I'll go ahead and admit that the spaghetti sauce had a good deal of acidic tomatoes in it. I'll go ahead and admit that. Lyrebell went ahead and picked it up, and he claimed that it was too acidic for his stomach, and we said, well, do you want some Pepsodent, AC? And, he didn't want any, antacids here. He pretty well did eat a, piece of steak here. Pretty well, and I'll admit, my house is cluttered. My house is cluttered quite a bit. Now, there's not... Who says that? Well, I guess it's my fault. Or at least that's what Roxy says, although I don't see her going ahead and cleaning up any of the clutter. In any case, folks... Okay. Well, anyway. Folks, if you want to go ahead and believe that somebody was going ahead and cooking spaghetti and beer... And then later on, it was my own urine. I mean, what to say? I mean, this is such a ridiculous story. It's not at all true. But on the other hand, what the heck? I mean, Lyrebell is set. What he does, he sits. He sits like a delusional retard in, pretty well a chair. And if you go ahead and go to, season 5, Episode 2, a.k.a. Clan of Killers, although there was nobody killed in that. I called it Clan of Mamsers because, Lyrebell does look white. And Saul sort of does Ron Edwards. But the rest of them were just a bunch of Mamsers. And nobody got killed. Some 16-year-old beaner got beat up by the Anglo Mestizos at a county, fair in Kentucky. And most of these got, 1.3 million? About a year or two ago, essentially the Kentucky Court of Appeals.
I'm going to tell you again what was.
went ahead and what? Okay, well, I'm not going to bother. The Kentucky Court of Appeals went ahead and essentially said that no, it was a bogus suit by Morris Thies. Not that Ron Edwards had a million, 2.2 or 3, or a million, or 0.2 or 0.3, or anything other than a pot, you know, not even a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. It was sort of like Paul Mullett about 2 years ago. We're going to have an Area Nations compound here. We're going to go ahead and buy some land in Tennessee for, what, $5,000? And we're going to go ahead and put a shack on it or something like that here. You go ahead and you look at Liar Bill. He claimed to be a CI chaplain or a CLUD. You go ahead and look at him. He's just sitting like a tard where some old Anglo mestizo who's, you know, white-bearded, goes ahead and does all the sermons. I mean, Liar Bill just sits like a tard. And what he does, he sits and he makes up a bunch of delusional lies. Now, in the case of Liar Bill, he was running around getting over on Stumbling and getting on the Beer Bill, a.k.a. the Mazur Bill, and he was terms of service snitching for Brian Rio. And pretty well what he did is he pretty well got this guy named Jay Bird, who ran the forum over on the Beer Bill, to go ahead and ban me and go ahead and delete my entire subforum, about a couple hundred posts. And here comes Apocalypse. I knew the guy was, what, a quarter or an eighth beaner, but he was the only one who gave a crap about, quote, freedom of speech. And pretty well he whined and pissed and moaned about how that didn't need to happen. But on the other hand, they had a chance to go ahead and bring back the forum after Kane 1234566 went ahead and finished it off. And folks, they went over to HostGator here. Folks, I got banned on HostGator, so I'm going ahead and looking at Mike the Kike Delaney. I'm looking at Finkelschini. They're going to look at the terms of service. Well, folks, HostGator is really not too much safer than 101.com because essentially Brian Real goes ahead and whines and pisses and moans, or the Jews go ahead and whine and piss and moan. They'll be off it. Now, what's going to be the end result of all this? The end result of all this here is a Think will not be able to go ahead and put all these pseudo-Christian identity and other sites in one basket. He's going to go ahead and have to, pretty well move them around. And by the way, Think is not a IT professional. What happens is that most of the time in his life was spent as a Jersey City pig. He was not an IT professional. Folks, how many IT professionals are you going to have who essentially used to be a Jersey City pig who essentially is being charged with murder and going through all this work? And the answer is none. Think is just simply lying to people. Think is just an out-and-out liar. Now, if you go ahead and you listen to Think, you'll go ahead and hear different things. But I'm going ahead and look at Post-Think. They're going to go to HostGator. Well, that's fine. Folks, I'm not going to be chasing down a HostGator. When I go ahead and I sort of laugh. Okay, here. Anyway. Oh, the Jim Giles show here. Jim Giles was sort of, when he was a racist Dick Cavett, he was wonderful. Now, I went ahead and I was listening to my interview with Jim Giles. I pretty well listened to it on the morning of the 25th of July, which was the 7th anniversary of this pig named Richard Levins, you know, tasering this nigger named Overton. And pretty well, I was listening to him interviewing, well, this pig named Levins here. And folks, when Jim Giles used to interview, he would go ahead, and I went ahead and asked him, I said, I liked your interview with William Lind, Mr. Fourth Generation Warfare. And essentially, Jim Giles didn't know who the hell I was talking about. Well, I interviewed so many people. And what Jim Giles is very good at is if he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, he's able to go ahead and do a sort of a dance nevertheless here. And when he was good, when he would go ahead and interview people, I mean, he'd do a very good job of it. Very good job of it. Where he went wrong was essentially, here's Edgar Steele in trouble, and he's mad at Edgar Steele, and he can't admit that I'm mad at Edgar Steele. No, he has to go ahead and try to find somehow Edgar Steele guilty and go ahead and bring up a whole bunch of shit they didn't need to bring up. And I got tired after 3 weeks of that, twice a day. And essentially, I called him up and pretty well got him to yell and scream it, and, you know, Edgar Steele, edit me. It doesn't matter. I mean, folks, when you've been in the situation I've been in, there ain't too much that makes you scared. You're not really scared of anything. Okay, pig, you want to go ahead and do whatever the hell you want to? Go ahead and give your best shot. Don't be whining when someone like me goes ahead and gives it his best shot. And as a result, the pigs and judges and the rest around here are scared shitless of me. They think I'm a total fucking maniac. But hell, I mean, even my best friend thinks I'm a maniac. I mean, think about it though, is that what I have to say is inevitable. There's going to be a great collapse. There's going to be a great tribulation. There's going to be some horrible things coming down the pike. And whether or not you like what I have to say, you might go ahead and profit by going ahead and essentially getting some inkling of what's going on and acting accordingly. Some of you, I mean, it says in the Bible, it says that some of you will be going ahead and eating your own children. Now, folks, horrible things happen, but Christ promises that even more horrible things lie ahead. When you go ahead and look at the Bible, you've got to understand is that it's not like a Jew boy going ahead and trying to disprove the entire thing by going ahead and disproving to its own satisfaction one portion of it. Or going ahead and pulling a fast one on a goyim, like Obagenderbender keeps on trying to do. Obagenderbender doesn't realize that to anybody who has its Judar and its Gaydar and its Trannydar, you know, switched on, that Obi is not fooling anyone. Nope, don't know exactly what Obi's name is. But Obi is not as, you know, Obi is not sitting as pretty as Obi thinks here. Unless Obi has an in, essentially, you know, the same web hoster that Eli James was on also owns Bluehost. And guess who the owner of Hostmaster is? It's Bluehost. So essentially, Obi is on the same, you know, backbone that Eli James was on. What if some Jew goes ahead and says the Christian identity forum? Well, I bet there's hate there. What Obi goes ahead and posts is a lot more pretend tough than what Eli James had. Eli James's forum was just, well, not forum, his webpage was rather weak. In fact, he was trying to go ahead and claim that Yahweh is going to resurrect niggers and muds and Jews here, the good ones. And essentially, they'd serve Israel. And I ridiculed the crap out of that. Said, well, hey, what if I buy me a case or a John Deere cotton picker? If I go ahead and put a refrigeration unit on the back, and it makes my mint juleps here, will it go to heaven? I mean, you know, it can pick a lot more cotton than, 1,000 niggers. essentially, you know, I think a Case or John Deere cotton picker has as much of a soul as even a good nigger. I mean, you know, Yahweh won't condemn my mechanical cotton picker. To hell will it? It resurrected here. And see, you know, I mean, it served me. It'll pick my virtual cotton and give me virtual mint juleps here for this refrigeration unit out the back here. I mean, you know, so, you know, I mean, Eli James, so, you know, some of this stupid crap that he comes up with is so freaking ridiculous, you know, it's laughable. But here's, you know, here is, you know, the other side. It's Finkelstein and Emheiser. Yahweh didn't make the niggers. He didn't make them on the sixth day. He didn't make them at all. Okay, well then, all right, Finkelstein, all right. Where exactly did the niggers come from? I mean, they had to come from somewhere. I mean, were they all brought in? Were they all brought in from the plant Dogon? I mean, where the hell did them critters come from? And you end up having all sorts of notions, and essentially these notions are based upon lies. So what do you believe? What do you believe? And, you know, I don't know. I don't have a bit of problem with believing that they were created by Yahweh or that they were brought aboard flying saucers from the planet Dogon thousands of years before Adam was created. Or I don't have a problem. I'm not going to argue too much with Logan Hunter, which believes that the goose came from Dogon Minor. I mean, yeah, it's possible. I mean, why argue with it here? I mean, I just sort of like having you around, Logan. I mean, why argue with some of the silly shit you believe in? Okay, I don't believe in it, but you can believe it all you want. I don't care. But folks, where did they come from? And the answer is, and folks, if it wasn't part of Yahweh's plan to let them be here, they wouldn't be here. Why do we have niggers, and why do we have Jews, and why do we have mamzers, and why is all this stuff being allowed? And the answer is being allowed is so that quiggers will not go ahead and crowd heaven, so that drones, idiot drones here, who essentially have not gone ahead and paid their dues in the sale of tears. I mean, folks, don't you have to go ahead and earn eternal life? It's not something that's given to you like a curse, like the Hindus believe. It's something you have to earn. If you don't earn it, then hey. If you don't earn it, then you're not going to go ahead and get it. Anyway. So where am I at here? Okay. Well, So in short, what happens is the Dogons went ahead and created spaceships to ship niggers out. I mean, folks, didn't that cost a lot more? Wouldn't it have been just cheaper to just go ahead and shoot the niggers, you know? I mean, you know, rather than go ahead and send them 40 million years away, wouldn't it just been, I mean, if you're able to go ahead and... If you're able to go ahead and create a spaceship to transport niggers 40 million years away, light years away, wouldn't it be a whole lot cheaper just to go ahead and spend, 50 cents and just shoot a nigger? I mean, that would be a far more, you know, far more, you know, rational expenditure of tax dollars, although I don't know how they do things on the planet Dogon. But it seems to me that, I mean, what happened to niggers who were so advanced here that I guess the white man went ahead, you know, when Adam was dealt the breath of life here, pretty well he took all the nigger sets here, so now the niggers didn't know how to go ahead and make outer space ships here, or they didn't have quigger dogons to go ahead and ship them niggers, you know, off there. I mean, you know, by going ahead and saying that, Joe, you do go ahead and bring up a lot more questions. You know, than what are answered here, you know what I mean? Niggers to planet Earth. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, Joe, I mean, if they were so humane to go ahead and send niggers to planet Earth here, then it seems to me that they weren't very, you know, I mean, it wasn't my idea. I mean, maybe they should have gone ahead and kept their niggers. Sort of like the Mexico should keep its beaners here. I mean, maybe the Dogons should have kept their niggers, you know, now that I think about it here. I mean, you know, that wasn't very nice to me here. I mean, you know, folks, I mean, I'd be a little bit pissed if Superior Dogons went ahead and shipped their niggers, even 40 million miles, you know, and put them on the planet Earth here. You know what I mean? And what was Yahweh doing here when all this shit was coming down here? You know what I mean? Anyway, I mean, it's a pity Logan Hunter isn't around anymore. He could go ahead and say the most, the most crazy shit with an air of absolute certainty. What happens is that, well, Martin, I don't know exactly how it went here, but I know it happened that way. And, you know, Logan at least would never let even the tremor of doubt get into his voice at all. I mean, that's what I like about Logan. He's saying the most ludicrous shit, but he'd believe it. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, by the way, this interview that Harold Covington had with this Swedish guy, and by the way, he sounded more like an Englishman. And I've noticed when I was in the Army, we went to the 250th rocket, which pretty well had the Lance missile system. It would have a few nuclear warheads, but it was mainly HE, which would have the cluster bombs, you know, peeling off here. And it was a 250th rocket, and they did things very much differently than the Americans did. They only had about 10 watts for the radio. They would go ahead and use, in the American Army, yes, you have field phones, and yes, you have comma wire, and in some cases, comma wire will be go ahead and strung out maybe 100 yards maximum. The Germans would go ahead and load up a German soldier with a big old spool of comma wire, you know, on the back, on a backpack, and they would string comma wire 12 miles in some cases. They would go ahead and string comma wire a long ways. Now, on the other hand, they weren't as good at putting camouflage nets, because essentially what they would do is that they would go ahead and make Herman the German, you know, at a certain place they would have a big garage, and they make Herman the German, when they were out on maneuvers, go ahead and park his Mercedes out on the street, which is almost never done. And they would park these M113-derived missile launchers. And, they didn't have a command post. They had MAN diesels. Mercedes and MAN diesels, and they had essentially the civilians go ahead and take care of their, vehicles. So as a result, German vehicles almost always ran. And the ones which would have problems were the American-made vehicles. So they'd do things totally different. You know, totally, you know, very much totally different. They had a superior rifle, a Heckler & Koch, big old 308, you know, sort of heavier one than, you know, the Puma Shooter M16 that we had. And they do things very, 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 very much different than we would. And I'm trying to remember what the hell got me on, you know, talking about them. Let's see here. Okay. Well, anyway. I'm sort of looking at the chat. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I, you know, got on, you know, to the Germans for. They do things very much different. Okay, now I remember. Now, in this fire direction control unit, you had three of them, they all spoke English. One of them served as an apprentice boilermaker in Scotland. One of them learned his English living for a while in Ireland. And the third one pretty well spoke. He was in, southern England. And he spoke with an Etonian Oxford accent. And I cracked up when I'd go ahead and hear them three talking English to me. One of them sound like an Irishman, one of them sound like a Scotsman, one of them sound like an Englishman. They all had three different, totally different accents, and going ahead and hearing them all at the same time was hilarious. Okay? Let's see here. Can we call it the Golden Corral? If you want to call it the Golden Corral here, that's fine by me here. What you need, I don't know if you can go ahead and call in. What you need to do, Kennewick man, is you need to go ahead and make some introductory for George Takei. Go ahead and, hi, I'm in the Golden Corral. I'm this or I'm that here. Essentially, Alex Linder here. Pretty well insinuating Alex Linder, there's a good reason why he has, Crohn's or gay bowel syndrome or what have you. I mean, you go ahead and talk sort of like that here. Anyway, let me see here. Well, yes, he had me spoofed here. Last week, he was T.S. Rumbly, or something like that, from Office Space here. Now, he didn't really have me fooled on that one here, because, folks, I have been kicked off of TalkStew, thanks to Brian Rio. Thanks to Eli James, too. Mammalian Brian Rio here. Eli James went ahead and made a complaint to TalkStew about me. And they didn't listen to Eli James, but they did listen to Brian Rio. But my point is that, Eli James, you went ahead and tried to get me kicked off of TalkStew. You pretty well bragged about me, going ahead and getting me kicked off a number of things here. So, was George Takei fake? Well, yes, it was here. And last week, 132 on 22nd July. It's going to be a 4-hour and 20-minute show. I haven't gone ahead and uploaded it yet, but I do have it put together. And at the very beginning, hi, this is George Takei. Mischievous pisser possums are not welcome on the Movement Turd. And then afterwards, I have, Well, I don't know. Logan, I don't know about Logan being cutting edge. Sometimes some of the stuff he would believe is far-fetched here. People would go ahead and get a little bit, I remember one time he said, I believe in predestination here, and I believe in reincarnation. And Andy wasn't too thrilled with that here because Logan said, if you had any hair on your ball sack, you would go ahead. If you believe in predestination, you believe in reincarnation. And I said, I can see that. I can go ahead and see that. I mean, it's sort of funny. Anyway, let's see. I'll go ahead and look at this here. Okay, well, it looks like Mumps Nuts is back here. Mumps Nut was gone for a little while. Mumps Nut was thirsty. He missed the Mountain Dew, the sacred Mountain Dew, that he could find here. And so what he's done is that he's looking for a substitute. Yes, he was out.
Okay, I'll go ahead and let you on here in about a few minutes here. But folks, let's go ahead. There was dog shit around the hovel here, but not around the hovel, just in front of the front yard. You know, poopy dog has to squeeze out a few here on this chain. Anyway, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and I'm going to go ahead and let Kennewick Man on, and he's going to go ahead and do whatever the heck he wants. So, folks, hail victory. Alex Linder, Guido Weasel, and Ass Clown just barely sleazing. Bring us. We can rebuild it. We have the Order Zogbox. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic Ass Clown. Alex Linder will be that bionic Ass Clown. Dumber than it was before. Anal. Vulgar. Ass Clown!
Hello, Kennewick Man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Pastor. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm well enough here. Pretty well. I talked about the censorship of Eli James and Big Machine and how whatever goes around tends to come around. I don't know. I get the feeling, you know, based upon Brian Rio showing up Wednesday, is that it might very well have a good deal to do with Brian Rio, and that maybe some of it is to try to get money for both Eli James and Fink to go ahead and have their own, quote, server. It's sort of hard to feel sorry for people who went ahead and pretty well censored you and got me kicked off a bunch of places on the internet and then have them lie about how, I didn't have anything to do with it. And, I do sort of smell that. Anyway, how are you doing? I did go ahead and look over on BNNF here, and, from my gear, you're in the Tard Corral now, right?
No, actually, I'm not. That's a different Kennewick Man. So I'm sitting here in the free-range Tard Corral, and I'm looking at the Kennewick Man who has an avatar that looks kind of like Captain Picard in Star Trek.
Right, that's not like me. Kennewick one. That's not
me. That's not me. No, I am Kennewick underscore man, just like in Nimbusters. I'm the same guy. So, I mean, it looks like they deleted my YouTube post of our George K. video. But as a matter of fact, I am free to post anywhere in BNNF if I so choose.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not me. Not that I post in BNNF. I never do, but... I mean, that YouTube post with George Takei and, you know, with our George Takei call, that was actually the only post I'd made there since, like, 2006. So, you know, go figure, right?
Well, old Vargina went ahead and pretty well deleted most of it. He's not allowed to be talked about on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, I'm planning on posting the Bill Lumberg call on BNNF, but... I took a look at the analytics of it, and I really didn't get I got some clicks from BNN, but I got more clicks from Nimbusters to my YouTube site than I did BNN. So, I mean, if they're just going to delete it within an hour and put me in the free-range Tard Corral, I might just save myself the humiliation.
Well, what you could do is you could go ahead and, oh, listen to what Linda is saying. Listen to what Linda is saying, and then go ahead and have Mr. Sulu. Hey, Mr. Sulu, go ahead.
I know Alex Linder has a podcast. I wonder if he. I mean, if he takes calls, I'm gonna. I'd like to
have a discussion with the Alex Linder for a moment or two.
Well, the thing is that I can't see Linder pretty well allowing anything to, you know, run sort of free here. This, you know, I mean, I'm totally different from Linder, and that essentially I just sort of kick back and just, in some cases, wait to see what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Linder is in many ways a sort of anal retentive little control freak, you know, quite a bit here.
You know, it's probably because his sex life is so terrible. That's probably why he does what he does. He's probably just got a lot of sexual frustration going on there.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who sort of thought that him and Trader Glenn Miller were going ass to mouth. I don't think that's the case. I heard from this one guy, is that some female journalist did one, you know, interview Linder, and from what I gather, he damn near raped her. You know what I mean? Sort of what was, you know, the news was going the rounds about, oh, 7-8 years ago. Linder, in many cases, he goes ahead, he got a college degree from some little jerkwater town, you know, called Pomona.
Journalism. Something.
And from what I gather, he says it was in, you know, in foreign relations or something like that. And he was a little weasel who went ahead and hung around the American Spectator. And from what I gather, I think he got caught lying or something. He was a bandit. He was pretty well kicked out.
Hmm.
And now, what, 2000 or so, here comes William Pierce. And
William
Pierce sees a use for this, you know, for this cast off. He goes ahead and pays Linder a little bit of money. He sets up DNNF here. And what Pierce did is he actually got quite a few people who were writing for him, and they went ahead and put it, you know, it used to be a kick-ass.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Pierce died, what, the 23rd of July, 2006.
Yep.
And immediately, here is Alex Linder whining that he don't have enough money. Before, he was living in Granny's basement, and everybody made fun of him, but essentially, he didn't have enough money, so here he goes ahead, and he ties in with Billy Roper, who's kicked out, you know, by the Pierce card. And essentially, Billy Roper don't have very much to go ahead and give him. So around 2004, somebody, either, you know, William Squirrel Williams or old Ron Doggett, goes ahead and stitches me out and pretty well says what I'm really saying about Terry Glenn Miller, you know, in March 2004, when I'm trying to get him to run for, United States Senate because I'm running for governor. And no, he won't do that. He won't do that at all. And he finds out what I've been saying about on VNNF here, and he just has a fit. He goes ahead and meets Alex Linder. He goes ahead and buys a computer. He basically gets on VNNF, and pretty well around 2000, it's pretty well annoying everybody in the old resistance that here you have Mr. Super Trader, you snitched on everybody, going ahead, now Linder's going with him. And Alex Linder, pretty well, I think, got funding for VNNF, got a little bit of a sinecure for VNNF, but at the expense of everybody in the old resistance. Now, I'm not just talking about Chris and Dandy, I'm talking about, the real old believers, be it white nationalist, non-Christian identity, anybody who thought much of the order. I mean, essentially, everybody hates Trader Glenn Miller, and they went ahead and hate Alex Linder. They think he's so snitch. And essentially, Linder's never been able to go ahead and get around that. Anyway, yep. It's a past. I was talking about the Christmas Kid 2004. Essentially, what Linda has done is he's kicked off everybody who is smarter or more popular than him, be it Mike Levin,
yep.
or be it Bill White, or be it about everybody.
Yeah.
You go ahead, and here's Linda, about a couple weeks ago, he's being reviewed by Canadian television about VNNF and freedom of speech. And Linda has pretty well kicked out about everybody who isn't, kissing his ass.
Yep.
And, I mean, what to say here. So,
yep.
Linda, Linda's not big on free speech, although he'll go ahead and lie that he is.
Yeah. You know what I'm disappointed about? I'm disappointed that Eli James and William Fink aren't really big on taking phone calls.
Well, the thing about it is that Fink is, absolutely has to control things, and so does Eli James here. They're both sort of paranoid, and the thing about Eli James is far more a human acting person than Fink. Fink is just simply a total sociopath. But
I see.
You go ahead and look. I mean, today, what happens with Rebecca, card? Rebecca Emma. I mean, here she has a cat walks down here. She's screaming and hollering. And then for some reason, apropos almost of nothing, she goes ahead and says, well, what about my Cherokee daughter? And this is Isaiah card, 14 card. Well, the Cherokee are white. And
I don't think so.
Well, you end up having all these critters, and that's why I end up calling them the wandering managers of Wikipedia Talks to CI. In the case of Victor Switzer, he used to be on VNNF here, also known as executive. He goes ahead, he comes in with Jeremy Visser, and Jeremy Visser goes ahead and has to admit that he's a Melungeon Cherokee, whatever, or to get out of a stalking charge in December 2010. He spent 3 weeks in jail, he gets in here, he changes his name to Cherokee Visser. He runs around as a Unabomber, character. He claims that I, went ahead and claimed he was a mad bomber, and my webpage is, pretty well taken down. And all these characters, they're dodgy, and they can't go ahead and allow, who knows what to go ahead and come in. And Brian Real is the most, anal and the most determined of the entire lot here. One time he went ahead and somebody got in, he went ahead and unmuted him, unblocked him. And the guy wrote, well, Brian, Brian, really, you think you're having a problem because everybody knows you're a manager? I mean, he just went ahead and clamped down everybody.
So this was Bill Fink that did that?
No, it was on the Brian Real show. Brian Real is an anti-racist activist. Even before he was running around with Dickie Barrett, he was associated with this character called Nikki something or another here. Nikki's Nest here.
Nikki's Nest, yeah.
He was associated with old Nikki, and he was an anti-racist activist before he ran around with Dickie Barrett. And then Dickie Barrett, I'm not sure if they exchanged bodily fluids or not, but, Dickie Barrett went ahead and said, well, Brian Real, he isn't white either. And Brian Real had a big old fit, but, Dickie Barrett was a lawyer, and he was a Zogbot. And essentially, Brian had to go ahead and accept pretty well whatever Dickie Barrett went ahead and allowed him, took it down. But, here's Brian Real. He's taken down web page after web page after web page of mine. And what really freaked me out is that here in December, here is firstamendment.net, and it's hosting Solar General, and it's hosting White Nationalist Tube, essentially, Brian Rio gets to the underlying postial backbone for that server. And essentially what boils down to is, well, you need, you know, we're going to take that, we have to take down ChristianNationalist.net because essentially, well, we thought it'd be better that your little webpage die, your little flat webpage die, than that, you know, Solar General and White Nationalist to be taken down. And I agree, that's, well, yeah, but, I mean,
yeah.
It was surprising that Brian Rio had that much power. And so as a result, you know, you see Wednesday night when this shit's coming down, Brian Rio goes ahead and says, I got to talk to Dan Jones. And then the R. Jason page goes up. And then you go ahead and see Fink's, you know, page go up. So, I don't know. You end up having the feeling that it's not as it seems here. Maybe, you know, maybe what they're trying to do is essentially figure out a way that Bill Fink, who everybody thinks is a Zogbot, Bill Fink end up having a reason to go ahead and have his own server. You know what I mean?
Really? Wow. Wow. He mutes everybody. Like, I go into Fink's chat, and I can't even talk. So it's like there's no point for me.
I mean, essentially, he just gone ahead, and essentially the NIMBusters went ahead and freaked him out. About 2 months ago, when people could go ahead and use a Tor browser and then just troll the crap out of Fink's shoe. Well, anyway, essentially, TeamSpeak went ahead and fixed that thing to where if you go ahead and just simply close down everybody, you can go ahead, you know, if you go ahead and do what Fink does, allow absolutely nobody to say anything. Why, essentially, Fink goes ahead and absolute controls everything.
Yep.
That's the problem. I mean, you go ahead and listen to what Fink, you know, I mean, everybody who actually knows or speaks Greek laughs at Fink. You know, laughs at Fink's notions.
Oh, really?
I mean, they don't think he's a real Greek speaker. I went ahead and taught him, when I was having a big fight with him, he went ahead and claimed that somebody went ahead and changed the book of Revelation from restoration to resurrection. Well, restoration is a political term. Resurrection is a spiritual term. You know what I mean? You can go ahead and restore a government to life by restoration, but, you know, you restore a body to life by resurrection. And what he's done is he's gotten this character named Clifton Emheiser, and I'm looking at pictures of Clifton Emheiser. He looks like a South Sicilian. And what they do is they come up with what I call papist preterism. Now, preterism is a belief that pretty much all prophecy has been fulfilled and that Christ's kingdom is already on this earth. And you end up having regular CI preterists who believe that started in AD 70, which is ridiculous. But preterism started by the Jesuits in 1615 and 1619, trying to go ahead and get control of the breakaway Northern Aryan Protestant in England, Scotland, Scandinavia, Northern Germany, by going ahead and claiming that, you know, the Roman Catholic Church put Satan in the pit around 500 A.D. and after 1000, at the time of the Protestant Reformation, Satan got turned loose here. And therefore, what happens is the Protestants were rebels against Yahweh's kingdom here, you know, Christ's kingdom. And that's what it was with preterism. Well, in order to go ahead and say 500 A.D., well, it occurs where essentially the first three chapters are about the churches and, church government and a number of things here. But chapters 4 through 18 cover the Great Tribulation. And then Revelation chapter 19 covers Jesus Christ's bloody second coming. And Revelation chapter 20 says that Satan will be put in the pit for 1,000 years. That's what the millennium is. Then he'll be turned loose for a short time. These people who ought to know better because Satan's been put in the pit will go ahead and rebel. They will encompass the temple of the saints and they will be destroyed by fire. And then you will have the great judgment, the great resurrection. The great where everybody's judged and cast into a lake of fire, and this is where I had the fight with Keith, you know, with Keith Southworth, and I said, that, you know, no, there's no ever burning, you know, there's no ever burning lake of fire because it says that both death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. Well, why do you not need hell? Why do you not need hell? Essentially, you know, why are death and hell cast into the lake of fire? The answer of it is that death and hell are no longer needed because there's only righteous people who have eternal life then and there. You know, no ever burning hell except for Satan. But what happens is that, you know, just before things went bad with the E.R. James and Fink, you know, they blew up, you know, pretty well. E.R. James was claiming that 6-day Beefoot deal without soul, why they were hybrids and they would be resurrected. And essentially, the good ones would serve, you know, the saints. Fink goes ahead and believes that they're all going to be resurrected and, you know, burnt all together up. The Jews, everybody here. And I point out, Christian Day says they don't have a soul, so Jews are evil. They're not expected to behave because they're evil. And as a result, that's just the way they are. And therefore, all this crap makes no sense. But if you end up believing, that Revelation 20 is talking about the great, you know, Satan being put, you know, you have to go ahead and place the millennium at 500, you will end up having E.R. James and Fink go ahead and claim that the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which are called famine, pestilence, you know, famine.
Okay, folks, I was rattling off about E.R. James and Finkelsteinites and their papist preterism and how they go ahead and don't know anything about the Book of Revelations. And then I went ahead and got cut off. And so in the next segment, we'll have Kenwick Man go ahead and make a few admissions about what he's been up to with his impressions. And we'll go ahead and have the last segment of Movement Turd coming up. So, folks, this is After Facts. So, folks, hail victory.
It's acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's acceptable to call me a speck.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's acceptable to call me a kite.
It's acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do semi foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and use it.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm not sure what happened to Pastor Lindstedt, but I'm still on, hopefully. Oh, okay, awesome. So Six Nipples McGee can still hear me. Looks like Pastor Lindstedt's phone dropped, so I tell you what I'll do. I'll stay online until the pastor can get back on and let him continue on. So I've been looking to call into one of those two guys' shows, but I didn't have any luck, so that's unfortunate. But I have been harassing Chuck Vancouver Waddy, and I'll look to continue that. If you guys like my YouTube calls, I just made a new one to the Freedom from Covert Harassment Society, and if you like, go ahead and check that out. I think it's pretty funny. It's one of my old characters that I used to have when my brother and I played Halo. Boom Boom Girls of Taiwan, huh? I don't know, man. There's no Boom Boom Girls here unless you really, really want to pay up. There's a good club scene here, but it's pretty expensive, and my life has been a mess for the last 7 months, so I really haven't been in the financial shape to go clubbing and whatever. But if you want Boom Boom Girls right now, Thailand is the only place. Oh, Philippines is probably pretty good too. I know, Pastor, we're not able to hear you, or at least I'm not able to.
I guess too would like to hear the George Takei impersonation.
Yeah, well, actually, the talk show official was a character from Office Space, Bill Lumberg. I was hoping to, this weekend I was hoping to call Eli James with that to Bill Lumber too, but to no avail. Yeah, we still can't hear Pastor Lindstedt. I know it looks like he's on the call, but I can't hear him either. Oh boy. Maybe UF is doing the denial of service attack again, just like he did the news guy the other night. RadioPrank.com. What is that? Hold on. I mean, I've got all my pranks recorded. Oh, look at that. Welcome to Radio Prank. We play phone pranks 24/7 by great pranksters like Touchtone Terrorists. Oh, I love the Touchtone Terrorists. They're awesome. You guys ever heard of Touchtone Terrorists call? It's with it's one guy with like a voice modulating machine. And he does Junkyard Willie. If you've ever heard a prank call,
and you had a character that kind of sounded like this, a Junkyard Willie, y'all call on down to my junkyard. Oh, I love the Touchtone Terrorist. We ain't got a part number. You come on down to my junkyard. You take a look at the hubcap. You look at it. You like it. You buy it. I got no part number. You want to call them up? Maybe they want to spend time on this silly shit. Hey, don't be talking trash. Don't be talking trash. I don't need to hear no trash from you. I'm the supervisor. I do what I want to do. And don't be a jive turkey. Don't be a jive turkey. I'll reach you this phone. I'll stick a strip of duct tape to your ass and rip it off. Give her this kind of shit talking trash.
Oh, man. Junkyard Willie was awesome. Junkyard Willie is what got me into these pranks in the first place.
What you talking about? I think Pastor Lindstedt's going to be coming on pretty soon, and I'm going to be giving him the phone in a moment. And he's going to get the phone, and he's going to talk to his shit. I see Pastor Bill is on the phone. Pastor Bill, what you up to? You talking trash? You talking trash about Pastor Lindstedt?
This is pretty good.
Just take it over for you.
Well, I might as well. I don't know what the heck happened. It says that I'm on, that I'm, you know, able to be on. The face of the phone is hung up. I think it's just a talk sheet problem is what it is.
Oh, okay. Am I the only one that can hear you, or can everyone else hear you too?
No, everybody else can hear. I went ahead and used my house phone to go ahead and call in right now.
Oh man, okay.
What happens is usually I use the free cell phone, free cell phone call, but essentially it won't recognize it. It says that I'm still on and the cell phone is hung up, so I have no idea what it is, but TalkShoe is buggy that way.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to go off get some lunch. I got to do some apartment hunting today, so I'll take care of Pastor Lindstedt and hail the fallen.
Oh, okay. Well, folks, I'm going to go ahead, and I was glad that you could go ahead and show up, and I'll see whether or not Kendrick Mann went ahead and used my hospitality. I don't think he did, because essentially he's a higher-functioning NIMBuster. There's some rather low-functioning NIMBusters. And pretty well what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and take a break. I'll let Kendrick Mann go ahead and finish up here. And I don't know. I may go ahead and just call it a night right now here. I've been yakking for about, not quite 3 hours. Pretty well. This might be probably as good a time to go ahead and end the show as any. So, okay, well, if the cell phone works here, then your cell phone is hosed here. Well, the problem of it is that the cell phone, you know, does work. It just says that this phone number is already used here. So it's a TalkShoe problem, not a cell phone problem. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to go ahead and just call it a night, and we'll be back in a few, I don't know if we're going to be back. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night tonight. Well, folks, I'm going to go ahead and say Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi, hi, oh. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie, white men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gaffo. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.